Blog Talk Radio. Twice.
We are now live on blogtalkradio.com, and we are the Middlemen. What's going on, KG?
Man, what's happening?
Nothing too much, man. Everything is glorious over here.
Oh, okay, okay, okay. Yeah, man, everything's just another week, man. Trying to get everything together over here, looking kind of crazy right now.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Everything's on the go. You know, we're going to make it happen this day. Yeah, I'm there like that. Ben, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. I'm ready for today.
I'm pretty sure everybody's ready for this. I know you have some interesting comments on what you're going to make today.
Yes. I'm ready for y'all. Y'all not beating up on me today.
It ain't the fact of being ready. This ain't even about being ready. This is about just stating your opinion and letting it be. Player.
Right. How y'all are? Y'all gang up on the girls.
Well, you know, don't make see. There you go with that. That's why we talking about what we talking about today. You with this girl talk, feminine talk, feminist talk, all this. Man, let's get to it, man. What's going on, Alba? I ain't even gonna say nothing. Let me shut up right now.
Well, today, people, today's show we're talking about united we stand, divided we fall. The black man or the black woman. We're gonna be discussing about who has it hardest in the world today. Is it a black man or is it a black woman? And we're going to be talking about things that is related to jobs, maybe the black and white women's movement. Is the black women still fighting their fight or whatever? We're going to elaborate more on what that means.
Yeah.
And also, Jim wants to discuss, you know, do black women experience sexism over racism as well? And there are plenty of other things which we're going to get into today, but those are the gist of it. We're going to try to have a nice discussion today and, you know, make people, if you're listening out there, these are opinionated thoughts.
Yeah.
Don't take it too personal. We're just talking about it. Things
exactly.
In which we need to talk about it and to discuss. So if you're out there, you have a comment, if you're on the message board, if you're on the phone, press the 1. If you're on the message board, leave your comments and we'll definitely get to you.
And don't be scared to speak up today, people. You know what I'm saying? And if you call in, you press that number 1, do not hang up. Don't hang up. Because guess what? We can take you off the line. We can add you on the line. It don't matter. It's like a real show, which it is a real show. So make sure if you have a comment today, press that number 1, and we will get to you guys. We would appreciate everything you guys have to say today. For sure.
That's right.
I am about fed up. These crazy people out here messing with this dude, man. Old President Obama. Jen, you weren't here last week. We were trying to say, hey, you know, they messing with this guy on some whole other stuff. I mean, it's like everything he does, they second guessing it, they questioning it, they messing with it. It doesn't make sense to me. What's your thought on that? Because we know you're real close to the campaign. Why do you think they're going at him with this whole, you know, he got to show his birth certificate, he's not real, it's not good enough, it's not legitimate enough. Why do you think these people are doing this?
Well, I think I went to a conference last week for MoveOn.org,
right.
And we had a person stand up and say that we need to address the elephant in the room. And the elephant in the room is people have a real problem with President Obama because he's black. And there's a lot of things that are going on in our country. I don't know if anyone's been paying attention to town hall meetings where people are hanging congressmen, you know, like dolls of congressmen, like, you know, Hall, people are calling President Obama a Nazi, and those are really, to me, code words for violence. It's like a call for like a kind of race war. Like, you can't call someone a Nazi or Hitler. They're calling him Hitler because, you know, you would want to kill Hitler. And
well, you know what, Jen, it was funny to me that you said Hitler. I saw a post and they had him blacking out with the little mustache and all that. So I mean, like you said, the elephant it is in the room, and people gonna have to recognize that thing is just right there in front of their face, and they don't want to recognize it.
Brewing, it's brewing, and I think it's dangerous. I believe in freedom of speech. I'm a big person of freedom of speech, but I also believe that freedom of speech comes responsibility, and you can't, as what you have, the Rush Limbaughs, you know, the Hannitys out there. You have the people out there who are pumping up these people, so to feel like they're not American anymore, or America has changed because this man is in office.
Right.
And I think, you know, it's the responsibility of us all to get out there and try to, you know, fight peace in our communities, because something's going to happen.
Right.
I'm so scared. Something's going to happen.
Well, you know, even in that medium, as far as even with you know, the Rush Limbaughs and the Sean Hannity, we do have the opposite with our people. Your Rush, where you're Al Sharpton's, your Warren Valentine's, your Derek Bozeman, and all the other local shows around throughout the country. The thing about it is, you can listen to some of those shows, and they really don't stay on that drive, because I can switch and listen to Sean Hannity, which I can't lie. If I see him in public, I'll probably punch him in his face. But I'm going to just keep it real. I'm dead serious. I will punch him in his face. But see, the thing about it, our shows, it ain't the fact of being negative. Our shows don't really drive the point home like they do. Every time you listen to them, I'm serious, you can turn the Rush Limbaugh, you can go back and forth. Every other word out of their mouth is Obama, Obama, Obama. Man, I would kick them in their ass if I ever seen them. Excuse my language. But I would kick both of them in their butt.
It's basically what that is that they're waiting on him to fail so they can laugh.
Brother Eric on the chat line, and he's saying, you know, no one's questioning Arnold Schwarzenegger's birth certificate. And, for governor, you don't have to be born American, but for president, you do have to be born American. But, you know, I just think that people's true colors are coming out, you know, finally, and it's not over yet. We're going to see something happen, and I just hope that it doesn't result in violence. I just don't.
Shoot him, what do you think going to happen?
If they shoot him, they will burn, you know, people will burn down America. America will never be the same. The world will never be the same. The world loves President Obama.
They want that, because I don't know if y'all ever heard of, I think it was Rex 82. It's like a concentration camp that they have out in California. And basically,
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, and it seems like they got a lot of concentration camps set up in many places in America, and if anything happened on that level, on that magnitude, they're going to declare martial law, and they're going to lock everybody down and basically say, hey, we got you back where we want you at.
Mm-hmm.
And those with money ain't going to have to worry about that.
Anyway.
Yeah. Again?
See, that's the purpose of the camp anyway.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But I think that everyone just has, on both sides, has to be really careful about the responsibility that comes along with freedom of speech. That, you know, we can't incite violence. We can't incite hate. You know, we're supposed to love each other and to be together as one community. And it's not fair to any of us to take on that kind of attitude.
Right. Well, if they keep it up, they gonna really see us act their ass. That's all I'm gonna say. Black folks ain't, man, they ain't shoot that man if they want to. And I know a lot of them, see, you know, they got these little camps and stuff. They learning how to shoot and all that stuff like that. But they ain't gonna want to see us like that. And I mean, to all my white listeners, all our white listeners, it's not from a racial aspect. The point is, people are, I mean, we really gonna clown if they kill this dude. Not just black people. Like Jen just said, people of the world are gonna clown. Period.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Well,
while
our listeners out there on the site and on the board, we want to thank y'all for tuning in today, because today we're going to have a great discussion today, which is we're talking about United We Stand, Divided We Fall, the black man and the black woman. We're going to be talking about who has it the hardest in the world, it's the black man or the black woman. Who is more hindered in the search for a job, on the site, in the home, whatever. So we're going to try to get into it today. And we want to thank y'all for listening to the Middleman Show for the first song of the day. And this is Temptation Message from a Black Man.
might be a little black, but that's no reason to hold me back.
Temptation.
Yeah.
Message from a black man.
You ain't gonna stop me.
That's right, that's right.
Man, it just seems like, you know, you think about it, man. Well, that needs to be all of our attitudes right now. No matter what
right.
you put in front of us, you ain't gonna stop us. You ain't gonna stop us. Go ahead and get them out. What you got?
That's a motivational tool right there, but.
Oh, yeah.
Today, people, we're talking about the black man and the black woman. United we stand, or divided we gonna fall. We're gonna talk about today. We're gonna try to get into a great discussion today about who has it the hardest in the world today. Is it the black man or is it the black woman? We both have mixed views on this, and we're also gonna talk about who is more hindered in the job search, in the world in general, and also do black women experience sexism over racism? And we're also gonna try to get into the black women. Keep continuing to fight or portray themselves as in the white women's movement. So we're going to get into it, and we're going to take your comments as well. If you have a comment, please press 1 on your dial or press 1 on our message board, and we'll get to you.
The lines are
GNKG. GNKG. I know we had this discussion, you know, 2 or 3 weeks ago, you know, between ourselves, and we were actually talking about it, and all of us had some great views. Now, you know, I would say, you know, particularly in my opinion, you know, from what I've seen and from what I've learned as far as reading and also school and knowledge, you know, it appears that the black man, in my opinion, has it the hardest in the world.
Yes,
we do. You know, we are forced to either go one way or the other. You know, we do have choices, but, you know, we can't, you know, a lot of us sometimes, you know, we do stray away because of, you know, the burdens on our lives in which we feel that we have to provide. And in some ways that could be a positive thing, in some ways that is, you know, negative. So, and it is harder because we want to be head of the household, you know, the strong hegemonic male for our black women, but we're not given that chance all the time.
Mm-hmm. Jen.
Yes.
You tell us what you think. Who you think has the hardest? We need you to kick this off. Kick it off. Al just got it going. Kick it.
My opinion is that black women and black men both face struggles, you know, they both face struggles in different ways. But personally, I think I agree with Zora Neale Hurston, who says that the black woman is the mule of the world. Because, you know, the black man faces so many problems, and he comes home, and who does he put his problems on? Who does he put his load on? The white man pulls him, quote unquote, or the world, his struggles with the world, pulls him, gives him this heavy load. He comes home, he gives that load to who? The black woman.
Okay.
So we carry
okay.
not only, we carry the world's load.
Hold up, Claire. Number one, I'm not going to quote anybody right at the moment. But the thing about it, where did you get this information as far as us, we black men, throw our problems on the black sister? You explain to me. Give me the problems that we throw on the black sister. Please do.
Well, more than the, one of the problems that you throw on the black sister,
only
not in particular,
me.
But black men,
uh-huh.
I ain't saying you, I ain't not you.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, the other guys, they, more than 40% black children live with a single mom.
Okay.
What does that tell you?
All right, let me tell you what that tells me.
What?
Somebody want to close their mouth. Somebody at that house acting up. Somebody at that house ain't doing right, and it ain't got nothing to do with just the sister. It got
no,
a lot to do with the brother
do
and
with
the
these,
sister.
A lot of these brothers don't know how to take responsibility.
It ain't the fact. See, the thing about it, when you keep
on
perpetuating.
Black mothers.
Jen,
what?
When, y'all, when
yes.
you keep perpetuating that same stereotypical thought process,
it's not
do you not think? Do you not think that you're going to keep conveying that to boys and have other little girls thinking that same thought? The fact is,
no, it's a fact.
The
it's
fact
not a
is,
stereotype.
Yes.
It's a fact.
What? Okay, it's a fact. It's a, if it's a fact as far as the 90% of the kids grow up in a single parent home, does that have to do anything with the black man himself, or is that
yes,
a family?
It does.
Is
yes,
that a
does.
Family issue? Listen to what up. Listen to the rest of my question.
No.
Is it a family issue, or is it a black male issue?
It, black males have a lot to do with that statistic. Because,
in,
number one,
I think from what he's trying to, you know, explain to you or trying to point out to you is that a,
uh-huh.
Can you think of the word? I'm so sorry. But, is that a family issue or is that, you know, is it just one person's fault or is it both people's fault, both parties, male and female? That's what he's trying to say.
A lot of the time,
it's
these guys getting babies by these girls and
uh-huh.
leaving them and
but see,
not
Jen,
holding up.
Jen, this goes back
those
to
are facts. I'm not making
Jen.
This up.
I understand what you're saying, but see, I think from a black theological
right.
standpoint, and a lot of times people don't like that. The thing mm-hmm. about it is, you playing more of the victim, and you putting women from a victim standpoint. The fact is, it takes two to have a baby, right?
The fact is,
it's our fault, not his fault, not her fault. The fact is, if they don't work out, the black man get blamed for it.
Okay.
How in the world is that?
Can I say this? Women are so, especially black women, we've talked about this on previous shows where, you know, black women are the least likely to marry. There's not a lot of guys out there, especially, you know, there's not a whole bunch of Kevin and Al's of
yeah,
the
you,
world.
Hold on. Did you just say what
so,
I thought you just said?
What?
There's not a lot of black guys out there? Did you
available.
Just say that again?
Available.
Jen, y'all going to stop saying that too. Because the fact
available.
Is, there's a trash man out there that you don't want to talk to. There's a guy working
that's
at Wendy's that
right.
you won't talk to.
Not true.
There's a guy
that's
sweeping up the street corners that you ain't going to talk
true.
To. It's a lot of
that's
black men
true.
Left.
Where are these trash men at that you are talking about? Where are they at?
Right in front. They the elephant in the room right now, baby.
Right.
They the elephant in the room. They right in front of your face.
Of black guys, black women go for these sorry men. They choose these sorry guys, and they are the ones that leaving them high and dry and leaving 40% of our black children in a single parent home with a single mother.
Mm-hmm.
That is what.
And you know
happens.
Why is that? And you know why is that, Jen? Because, for one, y'all don't want the nice guy. Y'all want the boring, you know, y'all want the guy who's going to beat you up and, you know, who want that rough side guy. But y'all don't want
that
the guy who's going to beat
true.
Up, play, and
that
take care of you
true.
And all that. That's a
proven
okay.
actually, I've actually heard a black woman say, if a black woman would choose the right type of guy instead of sleeping with these dogs, then you wouldn't have these problems. The fact is, it's not 100% your fault, but please take the blame for it. Personal responsibility. It is a part of your responsibility to make sure that you date the right type of guy. Now, as far as,
That's one reason why we have it harder, because black women are labeled either whores, gold diggers, or, you know, or just, you know, objects of some kind of sexual fantasy of a man. That's what black men do to black women. You see videos, you see it all everywhere. That's what they do.
Well, look, let me ask you a question.
You
said videos and all that.
If you want to comment, please press 1.
Yeah, please. The lines are open right now. You got a comment on anything you heard, go ahead and press 1. But then, back to the video situation. Who controls the video industry? Who controls the video industry? Jennifer? So, I mean, the thing about it, I'm not going to reflect everything you say off of what's going on, but the fact is, there are reasons for everything. Everything, if there's a cause, and for every reaction, there's an action. There's a reason why there's always something. Who controls the videos?
A lot of times, these rappers
who
are controlling their own
the videos. But who controls the videos? If you don't know,
you
say, I don't know.
You don't have to participate in
listen
any
to me.
Video
listen to
that
me.
You don't
listen
want.
Listen to me. Listen to me. If you had the opportunity to make millions of dollars and they say, hey, we're going to put a couple of girls in there, let them shake their booty and all that, and you might not agree with it, just like with the brother Nelly. Nelly had that little situation where he did tip drill. The women down at the college. Huh?
Awful. Go ahead, awful.
Well, I'm just saying, though, he did that video, but when he went to do something for that cancer that his sister contracted, bam, they shut him down.
Yes, because he's a participant.
But yet and still, hold on.
Derogatory theme that praised America against black women.
I've heard something that was so real from Denzel Washington, and I forgot the gentleman that asked him the question. And they asked him, why did you do training day? He just kept saying, the debate, the great debate. It's like, man, why did you do this? You know what I'm saying? Why did you do that particular one? Like, he kept saying, the great debate. He's like, the money that he made off training day helped pay for the great debate. A lot of times, we do things that can parlay into something that can make a situation better. Now, Nelly did the same thing with tip drill. And guess what? He had the money to fund this researching for cancer and all that with his sister had.
David Banner once said that the reason why he doesn't, you know, David Banner said, I saw in an interview where he put, you know, positive, you know, images of black women in his videos because he has a daughter. And he doesn't want his daughter to grow up and think that to equate to beauty, she has to look like one of those video
girls
who are
half-naked. We're not going to talk about David Banner because he's an oxymoron in himself.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, he is. We know this for a fact. One minute he's a political guy, the next minute he's like, drop it down to the floor. Come on.
I don't know what he want to do.
That don't work.
Can I ask you this? I think that you think that black women don't experience sex. I think that you think that black women have a pie in the sky. Is that what you think?
No, not at all, because the fact is, your struggles are my struggles. And at the end of the day, James Cohen said, women are not a people. And the fact, in my opinion, y'all keep fighting the woman's fight, yet and still, that's not a, you know what I'm saying, that doesn't make sense for you to fight a fight for someone, in my opinion. I know that's probably late on the topic, but it does not make sense to fight somebody's fight that wants to get the power of their particular mates.
Wow, what is this fight?
To get power. At the end of the day, that's what it all equals up to. What are you gaining out of it? You keep hollering, woman this,
well,
woman that.
I do.
Well, women
and,
this,
and
women
and
that. You are not no different. If I take you to Alabama right now and drop you off in Tubuck, Alabama, and them redneck cops see you, guess what they're going to do to you?
Well, that's racism. I certainly think that sexism is something that does happen to black women. I certainly think that's real. I hope we have any callers out there, women callers. If you do, you know, if you've experienced sexism, I hope you, you know, call in and let us know.
Break down sexism.
I think trim four.
Break down your thought of sexism. Please do. For a black woman.
For a black woman. Well, I think
not saying that it don't happen, but it's not that. I mean, it's like you guys. I mean, when you when you came into that dance hall.
On the message board.
Go ahead, man. I'm carrying on back.
They said that the woman's fight did have the black women in mind.
That's all
that
they
said. That's one of our listeners off Yahoo Messages.
Yeah. Well, yes, it did have the
they
black
also
woman
said
in
that, they also said that black men have it tougher because this country knows that and has always viewed black men as a threat, and they're out to get rid of the threat using the penal system, education system, and also the economic system.
Well,
so I mean, you know, you have a mixture of views in both of that comment as well too. But I mean, you know, it gives you both sides of the, you know, perspective.
Right.
You know, we do have a fight, but why are we fighting against one another? Why can't we all fight together or learn to actually compromise on in some sort of way instead of blaming one party? Because
right.
Like what we hear the most is the black man ain't doing this, black man need to do this, they kids do this,
mm-hmm.
that. And like you said earlier, KG, why is it, you know, the black women always pointing out the black men? What did they do wrong? That's the question.
And the fact is, man, I mean, not the fact, but just in my opinion, it seems that we as a people don't want to, you know what I'm saying, look at ourselves and what the situation is. Me and this, me and that. I mean, it's like to the point where we're like an outside entity from being black now, especially with our women. It ain't no good black men. Where they come from?
We say the same thing backwards. Ain't no good black women. You say the same thing.
Yeah. They got to be attracted to something.
Right.
Gene, you got any rebuttal on that right there at all?
Well, I think that you do need to join together and not fight against each other. But I also think it's very important to recognize that black women do experience sexism. I know we're going to address that later on in the show, but I think your argument, you know, says that you don't believe that we do. You call sexism the white woman's fight, and I disagree. I think that we experience, Alice Walker calls it womanism, where, you know,
yeah.
black women...
What it is, too. That's a white woman's word, right?
No, not.
There it is.
Alice Walker is black. She wrote The Color Purple.
Yeah. I know. I'm saying the word womanism.
Yes. That's her word. She coined that word.
Mm-hmm.
Alice Walker did. And womanism has to do with the black woman's struggle in America and the feminist movement, you know, in America with black women. Very real.
Okay, so the damn part of this, okay. Explain to me, okay, and to all our other listeners, what is the black woman's struggle? What are y'all struggling through?
Well, first of all, I think one thing that harms us as black women, and I said this on a previous show, well, I think that, you know, a lot of times we address, you know, many problems, which are very real, that black men face, but no one is addressing, you know, the issues black women face in regards to identity, in regards to image and self-love. There are a lot of self-hate black women comes into our society as far as the images that we see on TV. You know, accepting black woman has straight hair, accepting black woman.
Can I say this before we get to our second song? I just got to say this. All those things that she's listing, everything that she's saying is a self-vanity type situation.
Oh, it's not
self-vanity. I'm just saying, you said our hair, how we look, and the images on TV. We don't control none of that. Y'all go get a perm. We ain't got nothing to do with that. Y'all go get y'all hair with the European weave or the Asian fried dye. We ain't got nothing to do with that. The clothes you wear, we ain't got nothing to do with that.
Do it for acceptance.
Hey, we have a good comment on the message board on Yahoo. They stated that black women are struggling to take the black men's place.
Exactly, because guess what? The white women want to do the same thing. And at the end of the day, which leads us to our second song by Aretha Franklin, only thing
That's
you
right.
have to do is give a little respect. That's all we ask for. We give you the same. You don't steal.
Yeah.
That was Aretha Franklin, R-E-S-P-E-C-T. The song will forever be embedded in our brains. But if you're just not tuning in to the Middlemen Show, we are talking about United We Stand, Divided We Fall, the black man or and the black woman. Who has it the hardest in the world today? We had a nice little discussion in the first half. We want to try to continue this. And if you're on the message board or if you're on the live, please press 1 or place your comments on the message board and we'll definitely get to it. Now, Jay, did you want to revisit that last, you know, that last comment, or did you want to move on from there?
Aretha in that song, man, when Aretha said, "When I come home, only thing I need is a little respect." And
right.
The thing about it, man, brothers, we've always, since we've been in this country, man, we've been upside down, really. You know what I'm saying? As far as our family and everything else. As time moved along, our fight has changed. The environment has changed.
Right.
But the
right.
same war against us has stayed the same. And every time you look back at it, black women, and not all black women, some black women, I mean, I respect the woman's movement. I respect women should have rights. I respect all of that. But at the same time, when we getting hit at all angles, at every angle that's possible, even the white woman, and I'm not trying to sound racist when I say this, but when you come and you see your sister, you see a black woman, man, you expect her to show you love and give you that respect that you want, like Aretha was saying. But when she comes in and she tearing you down and finding ways to get at you in the same manner, man, it just don't feel right.
Right. We got another comment on the Yahoo message board. It says that women want to take the black man's place but don't know what or how to handle the issue. And it says
right. This
goes back to the Bible where God put man as the head.
Hmm.
That's a good comment right there. Good comment. Oh. I mean, Jen, do you agree or disagree with that comment?
Can you read it one more time? Sorry. I was reading our chat board on the on top.
What you got over
okay.
there, too?
Well, Trim 4 says, I have concerns on the previous statement made. I am a single mother and not by choice. I will not be blamed for a grown black man not taking care of their responsibility. This means emotional and financial for the child.
Mm-hmm.
And
man, can I make a quick comment on that?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, make a quick comment on it. And the thing is, sister, it's not the fact that you should be blamed for that. You should never be blamed for that. The fact is, it takes two to make any situation happen. Now, if a man opts out and he goes by this reason, why did he leave? Why did he leave? Now, if he's a sorry individual, then, yeah, it's 100% on him. Ain't no denying that. But because
right.
he messed up, that don't mean the next cat that come along should be, oh, he a sorry dude, too.
That has nothing to do with the situation. We're talking about why black women have struggles, and it's because there are a lot of deadbeat dads
out
there.
If you struggle, look, think about this. If you struggle,
no.
I struggle. We struggle.
No, well, a lot of black men aren't you, Kevin. They don't feel that way.
But there's a lot of blacks out there that thinks like me. There are a lot of black people out there that think like me, but we get generalized. In fact, even in our conversation, to keep repeating and keep repeating that ain't no good black men. You spreading that to the children.
No one ever said that there's no good black men.
Oh, yeah.
No one ever said that there's no good black men. No one said that. I said there are a lot of deadbeat fathers, there are a lot of deadbeat black guys that are out there that give you a bad name. They
okay.
give the good ones a bad name. They
okay.
do.
Okay, but finish it.
Because
finish
mindset.
It. Finish the rest of that statement. What it should be.
What do you mean it should? What
finish
it should
it.
Be?
There are a lot of bad mothers out there also, and then in turns, there are a lot of bad people out there.
But I'm saying, if there were a lot of bad mothers out there. And who are these 40% of these black kids? Who are taking care of them? Who are taking care of them?
The mother's taking care of them, but at
the same time,
look, even in that 40%, that don't mean 40% of them dudes ain't hitting on that. What's the situation?
Right.
A lot of people get together for one night, make a mistake, and guess what? They ain't compatible. They ain't got to stay together for that.
Mm-hmm.
As long as he's staying at getting that child's life, but at the same time, you might have a dude that want to do right, but the woman is yeah. Man, I'm out.
How many more situations do you know that a young, black single mother is a single mother because, you know, the guy just refused to do it. I can name 10.
Well, let me ask you this then.
And I can also name 5 that are a good situation.
Let me ask you this then right here. It seems like the only thing that you're saying that a black woman has it the hardest with is that when that black man leaves them with that child. It's a financial and emotional
thing. That's the hardest thing that we have to go through.
Is that it? I mean, you know,
it's not the hardest thing that we have to go through.
You got to look at it. All right. Now look at it from the black man perspective. We got to deal with actually finding a good job to take care of y'all. Okay. Some of y'all are not satisfied at the job in which we work at. Okay. Some of them, you know what I'm saying, you know, they try to do good, but then, like G said, we continue to be belittled, okay? You don't want the nice guy, okay?
Oh, Lord.
You choose what you ask for. So you want the guy with the nice car and the shiny rims and the bling bling, but then inside him, he ain't about jack, and that's where y'all mess up at, too.
You know what
the
problem is? You know why we have it harder? Can I say this? You know why we have it harder? Because, and black men, I want someone to try to call in. I know you're having trouble with the phone, but please try to call in after I say this. So many, especially the good ones, have the gold star mentality, where especially the good black guys, we don't see you because you have a gold star mentality. Every black guy, he wants a gold star, he wants a cookie because, you know, he does something good. He does. I mean, you don't.
Didn't Charlie tell you something about that last week?
Didn't Charlie get you last week? I want my whole bag of cookies.
No. Didn't Charlie get you straight on that last week?
The fact is,
you know what? We need, and I know one of our listeners said this last week also. We need to learn to appreciate each other. The fact is, if I'm doing right, damn right, give me my cookie. If he's doing right, give him his
cookie.
But you understand? Hold up. Just like with the black woman. Oh, she's strong. She that. No. It ain't the fact that she's strong. She's doing what she's supposed to do. Give her her cookie too. But the fact is, you confuse the whole situation of, okay, a couple of women doing bad, so that makes them just, okay, they the victim. They above everything else that we face as a people. No, not at all.
No, I'm not saying that. I think that black women do experience racism as well as black men experience racism.
Mm-hmm.
I do think that black women, along with the racism, do experience sexism, like in a workplace, like at the job.
Well,
like in corporate America, you don't think that black women experience sexism too?
The fact is, you want to get in that position of power just like that white woman do. And at the end of the day, that white woman going to get it before you.
If it comes down to you fighting for that authority,
you fighting for that situation, that spot, so you can get it. That's all it is. I'm telling you, it's all about power at the end of the day.
How many black women that work in corporate America have a black guy at their job and all the little white girls at the job smile in his face, but they treat the black woman like she's nothing?
Because it's all about power. That ain't got nothing to do with black and white. The fact is, they looking at it like you a threat to them because he might like you because he can relate to you first.
No.
See, in their mind, they're thinking, well, he's going to talk to her first before he even come talk to me. So they're going to do whatever they got to do to get him before you get him.
Yep.
And 9 out of 10, that black woman
don't
even want him.
I'm talking about as far as positions. I'm not talking about as relationship-wise.
We ain't talking about relationship-wise. They going to kiss ass to get that position.
You know it. You gotta get next to the person before you can get what you can get.
But I mean, even back to the subject, man. Just looking at it, man. Just like you're saying, who has it harder? Which race has the most people populating in prison?
Black.
Which race? Black.
Okay.
Males.
What? They're black. What? Black males.
Black males.
Who has the highest unemployment rate out of all the people in America right now?
Black males.
Mm-hmm.
Who is most likely to be racially profiled? Black people, but black males.
Male.
I'm trying to figure out what you're talking about. Who is the first one to get thrown in jail because he can't pay child... Oh, if he ain't able to pay child support, he get thrown in jail and lose his job. Guess what? That's another black male.
Okay, those things, that's all true. I do agree that happens to our black men. However, you do get, when the black man does get thrown in jail, when he does lose his job, when he does have all these horrible things come to him, who picks up the load?
Hold on. So you mean you want your cookie for that? You telling me you want a cookie for that?
I'm saying we have it harder, a little bit harder because...
What you saying? Who want a cookie for that?
I had to pick it up along with my...
You ain't got to pick it up. You ain't got to pick it up. It's your job to do that.
From the get-go,
I mean, you know, we all are progressing as far as our kids are going to college and getting good jobs, okay? You're supposed to be already be at a point where you can actually take care of yourself, too, just in case. Because
yep.
anything can happen to that black man. He can lose his legs at work.
Yep.
Okay,
break his back
what
at work.
That
then
as
what?
Far as who has
and,
the
and look.
If I'm
just like,
to,
and we
it's
didn't
my
want,
job
we didn't,
to pick up the
well,
load.
Look, we didn't want to speak
who
upon this.
Harder?
We didn't want to. I didn't want to speak upon this because this is probably going to be one of our later on show. The Diary of a Tired Black Man. One of the guys in there
Ooh.
Stated, when you have a black man that basically is in a situation where he's not making the money, you have this woman. He goes to his woman and asks her for some money. What's the first thing she do when she get around our friend girls? Oh, you want some money? You tired, broke, blah, blah, blah. The fact is, that's an issue, that's a relationship issue. And the thing about it, if I hurt myself, my wife should be able to take up the slack. It ain't the fact she's picking it up like it's, oh, it's so hard for me to do this. No, that's what she's supposed to do.
What? I'm not disagreeing with you on that. But what I'm saying is, it is our job to pick up the load. And we've got not one load, but two loads.
Name
Ooh,
the two.
Is it hard?
Name the two.
You just said it.
Name the two loads.
My load and your load.
Name the two loads.
My load and your load.
Name the two loads.
What is your load? What is your load?
Name the two loads.
My load, which is I have to face my own racism, sexism, and
what?
Problems.
Oh, you just
want
to keep throwing that sexism in, and not every black woman face sexism.
Throw it out. I have to face my own racism and things that happen to me as a black person. But when you are hit by the world because you are a black man, I have to. It is my job, as you said, to come behind you and pick up your load for you. So I don't have not one load.
And you know what? You know what? That's funny how you said that right there. That's real funny how you said that. The fact is, if I'm unable to do certain things, yeah, you're supposed to take, you my partner. Number one, we all need to look at it like I said earlier. We need to compliment each other. And the fact is, if we can't compliment each other, we ain't helping each other out. And if you coming, like, I'm coming behind you to pick up. No. You're supposed to be with me. If I fall short, you're supposed to pick me up. And when you fall short, I'm supposed to pick you up.
So
what loads do you, I mean, what makes your load more heavier than mine?
Because I got two loads.
You ain't
one.
Got no two loads. I'm telling you, at the end of the day, I face the same struggles at my job.
Yes, and
right.
When I take your hand as a black woman and pick the black man up, I still have my load plus four.
And guess what? When your butt fall down, who picks the black woman up?
Nobody.
The black man do.
Nobody. That's why black women
you done
women
lost your rabbit mind.
That
look,
the
I'm gonna tell you like this, man. Jen, I'm gonna tell you just like this, okay?
Yes.
When you're in a relationship, or if you're in a marriage, to death do us part. You know what I'm saying?
For better and worse.
For better or worse, man. Basically, what it is, you are in a supportive agreement within each other from the guy, man.
I agree.
To support each other. Even
if
I fall, you're supposed to pick me up. If you fall, I'm going to pick you up. So, I mean,
the word you
what
said was marriage, and a lot of these relationships are not dealing with marriage. A lot of these relationships are dealing with lust. They're dealing with a one-night stand, which it takes two to do.
So many black women struggling. Somebody was picking up. If somebody else were doing their part, they would, you know, black women wouldn't be struggling like they are.
How you figure? Who ain't doing their part? That's what I'm trying to figure out. You got a lot of guys out here that are doing their part, but if you continue to focus in on the one that not doing right, then yeah, you can win that argument all day. But at the same time, it's a lot of guys out here doing right, and you got to speak upon that.
But there's a lot doing wrong too.
But why you want to speak on the negative? How many times have you heard black men out here talk about black women? And the fact is, and you know what? It's almost it's almost like how they sit up there and say, if you're unpatriotic if you say something about America. It's almost to that same standpoint you say something about a black woman. I'm gonna tell you straight up, it's a lot of sorry black women out here. A lot of sorry black women.
I can too. A lot of sorry.
And the fact is, you know what? Right along with them sorry scrub black women, it's a lot of sorry scrub black men.
True.
Yeah, yeah.
So at the end of the day, it don't matter how many you say we got it hard or we got it. And if we didn't get to this part about the whole women's rights thing, the whole woman's rights movement. To me, in my opinion, it's a distraction. It's a big distraction to keep y'all from realizing that a strong black unit can make many of things change in this world. But yet and still, it's all about, that's why we got, y'all, do you know since 2000, the census showed that black women are leading in never being married or separated from their husband, married to a spouse that basically absent, and widowers. Y'all leading in that, in every other category against other races. So what's wrong with that picture? Please tell me.
Wow. That was a good comment right there.
Jen?
Yes, I'm reading the message board. I'm sorry. I'm sorry to hear your whole statement.
All right.
I ain't paying attention. That's another thing. When we talking, y'all ain't listening. Y'all talking about us. When y'all talk, we don't listen. That's another thing.
What did you say to tell the black woman? You wanted me to shut up. Black women to do what? Shut up. So that's what I was doing. Shutting up.
Well, you ain't listening, though.
You wanted black women to shut up.
You ain't listening.
But you're not listening, though. That's the thing.
You hear me, but you ain't listening.
I'm sorry.
In 2000, the census that happened in 2000, black women are leading in the categories of never being married, separated, married, and a marriage never, you know what I'm saying, married and their spouse is absent, and widowers.
That's so true. Because number one, we're not married because what was said on the last show, I think that we said, you know, a message to the black woman. That's why you pick up white women and other women of other races because, you know, we have opinions and we back.
I have to go with that strong. Jen, what is a strong black woman?
What is a strong black woman? A woman who takes care of business. A woman who picks up the load and doesn't complain. That is what a strong black woman is.
A strong black woman is a woman that does not lose her good sense and character of who she is in the sense of who she is. What is handling her business? Do you know, understand that her business is her man? Is her family?
Oh, my goodness.
Do you hear what I just said? Her business is her family, is her man,
her
surround. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
That's her business.
Yeah.
So if you ain't handling this situation with your man, all these women talking about we can't handle them because the attitude, as Al said in the previous show, we don't have to be with y'all because you got an attitude. I can get the hell on.
Yeah, but it's not attitude. Having an opinion is being having an
that's
attitude.
That's not being strong because you got an opinion. That's being an asshole if you don't want to do it the right way.
No, because you want
when we do this diary of a Thai black man show, you gonna hate it. I'm just gonna let you know now. Don't hate it.
I swear to you,
everybody that's on the line listening, this is KG talking. We're gonna have that show packed and just wait for it. It's gonna be ridiculous.
Yeah, it's quite ridiculous. We got people that are having trouble calling in because they're texting me right now. I'm sending me messages that they can't even call in the comments. But I will apologize for that, but y'all keep listening to us. And if you have any other comments or any concerns, just email us at wearethemiddlemen@gmail.com.
That will be a part two to this show.
Yeah, or log on and hit me up with your comment on the chat board.
And you know what? All this leads to the third song of the day. And what I just said, though, as far as the feminist movement and all that, it still go down to white supremacy, white power, the whole nine. And excuse me, all my Caucasian listeners, I will say that. We love y'all, too. But a lot of y'all may not agree with everything that some people do. But in this world that we live in, y'all better wake up and realize what's going on. Check out the first verse of this song by Tupac. Y'all listening to the Middleman Talk Show.
Being a woman, a black woman at that, in this white man's world, sometimes we overlook the fact that we can ride hard in our streets, we don't be knowing the pain we can cause. This white man's world. I ain't saying I'm innocent at all this. I'm just saying this white man's world. This song, yeah. For all those times that I messed up or we messed up.
Yeah, sister got me twisted up in prison, I miss you. Crying, looking at my nieces and my nephews' picture. They say don't let this cool world get you. Kinda suspicious, swearing one day you might leave me for somebody that's rich. Twist the cap off the bottom, I take a sip and see tomorrow. Gotta make it if I have to beg a bottle. Reading love letters, late night, locked down and quiet. Your brothers don't receive they mail, best believe we ride. Eating Jack Mack, staring at the walls of silence. Inside this cage where they captured all my ways and violence. In time I learned a few lessons, never fall for riches. Apologies to my true sisters, far from bitches. Help me raise my black nation, reparations to do. It's true, caught up in this world, I took advantage of you. So tell the babies how I love them, precious boys and girls. Born black in this white man's world. And on the road, what?
One of my favorite songs.
Yeah, White Man's World.
I can't say. I can't believe that.
Your favorite song.
Did you hear what he said in that song, girl?
It is.
Know what it means.
One of my favorite songs.
Know what it means to be black in this white man world. Ain't got nothing to do with it. Know what it means to be a black woman in this white man's world. Come on, man.
One of your favorite songs.
It is.
What? Ever.
Well, we're not just tuning into the Middlemen Show today. We talk about United We Stand, Divided We Fall, the black man and the black woman. We discuss wholeheartedly who has the hardest in the world, and we have some very opinionated comments as well from both sides of the spectrum. We want to thank everybody who listened today and who's also on the chat board as well and also on Yahoo Messenger. We want y'all to continue listening with us every week, and we're going to continue this conversation in another episode. I think this conversation will need to be extended all out, because we could definitely go on and on and on about this.
Sure can.
Jim, we really appreciate your side of the story as well, too. You know, because
we appreciate
it. We both need that perspective of that. So,
thank you.
Nobody is hounding on you or anything like that, but you know, we need that perspective.
I know y'all love me, so it's
all good. Yeah, we do.
Black man.
We do.
Black man's world.
That's why you on the show, Jim. That's why you on the show. We got to have that side, man.
Yeah, you need something to go against me. I'm telling you now.
Yeah.
I thought your brother was going to call in today. I ain't here. I know she was on the message board.
Probably so, because a lot of people couldn't get in. So please tune in next week. We're going to check this out and see what's going on with the phone.
Yeah. We got another comment on the message board. This is from one of our listeners, Prim Force. Stated that food was off because we as black people knowingly have obstacles and struggles and this journey we call life, we have to strategically plan and stay ahead of everyone else.
I agree.
I totally agree with that.
Well, I appreciate that comment. That was a good comment. Great comment.
Oh, yeah.
And if you don't strategize, you're going to fail, baby.
That's right.
Another one in, another one out. I guess our man Dub G is missing in action again. You know what? I'm going to have to go knock on his door and ask him, what happened to you, dude?
I think Dub is doing some other shows right now, you know.
Oh, yeah. Surely. Well, we'll go ahead and announce that when it happens, but put it like this. He's going to hit a pitter-patter of little feet, and we do wish them a wonderful future with the baby.
Little man, want to thank everybody for listening today. And if you have any shows or anything you want us to talk about on our show, please hit us up at wearethemiddlemen@gmail.com, or you can go on wearethemiddlemen.ning.com. Join the site, get your profile. We can also send you updates on our shows. You can go back and listen to all the previous shows, and then you can definitely send us instant messages as well if you have any show topics to comment.
Mm-hmm. Make sure you download those shows too.
That's right.
Put them in your
iPod. Also download them.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Save them on your phone, whatever. Put them on CD, put them in the car.
Yeah. Hey, I'll tell them. Put them in the barbershops.
Yeah, put them in the barbershop. Put them in the beauty salon too.
Yeah, because, hey, Jen.
Yes.
You wait till we had this show. Next week, people, we are sending out a challenge to all of the radio stations in America FM. Why y'all keep playing all this crazy music for our kids? And is it really affecting our kids? And we see it. We're sending out a challenge.
Yep.
This is from me, KG, Alan, and Jen. We're sending out a challenge to you. If you're going to continue to play this crazy music, we're going to have to come see you.
And those sexist videos.
See? There you go. I'm just saying, Jen. Jen, matter of fact, I'm just going
to
keep it real. When last time y'all seen a video?
I really don't watch BET. It disgusts me, so.
All right, then. I don't like BET either. They don't have late night and all that good stuff no more. So what are you talking about, buddy?
Yeah, well, you know, I know they exist just because I don't watch them. I don't participate in it because I don't give it ratings, but I know it exists.
All right. We'll
and
talk about the
shows BET got on that night, man. It just getting out of hand.
Look, next week, tune in. High powered, baby.
That's right.
The middleman.
And we're going to take it on now.
The middleman shouted, Beat Crit shouted. Now I ain't sure what you was tuning in to, but pay attention to the real talk. What we here for, go take a listen time out. Take a minute. Shout in and learn some. Put your mind to grind the world. You destined to earn some. Linda, yeah. Comment on what you hear. Let's figure out this master plan and put this thing in gear. Don't matter if you hood or you corporate. Don't guess you got a will to do way better than you were doing. Well, then you fortunate. Take a stand. Stop complaining about what you ain't got. Hating on the next man because he was dying to wreck shop. Every Sunday, tune in. Go live 6 p.m. blogtalkradio.com. The middle me. Hey. What's happening, the middlemen? Hey, what's happening, the middlemen? Hey, what's happening? BlogTalkRadio.com, the middlemen.
Yo.
Any show conclusions, people?
Yeah. Al.
We're here.
Check this out. I want to give a shout out to Kevin Jr. and Isis. I know they're really getting down listening to the show. Daddy love you. Daddy love
crazy,
you.
You're crazy. I want to give a shout out to my uncle and my aunt out there in Union City, Georgia.
Hey, what's up,
Atlanta?
People? Yeah, that is Atlanta, man. It's right outside of that.
Okay, well, Atlanta, Georgia. You know how people say they're from Atlanta, but they don't even stay in Atlanta.
I'm one of them.
You know, they stay on the outside of Atlanta.
I'm one of them.
I had to clear that up. So, but yeah, shout out to those people out there.
It's still Atlanta. It's too confusing for everybody else, but. Y'all make sure y'all tune in next week. 5 p.m.
Right.
Central, 6 p.m. Eastern. It's going down, baby. High power. Challenge to all the radio stations. Tell your local radio station to listen to us because we're going to talk bad about them. And we are out.